Welcome to the 2006 ARMA International Conference and Expo podcast. This podcast is powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage, the provider of powerful document tracking and retention software.
Require organizations to be prepared rather than react. They now have to be prepared and have a true, documented, well-running, well-trained records management program or face some pretty stiff consequences.
I'm here with Richard Rees, the CEO of Iron Mountain. Thanks, Richard, for joining us for this short podcast today.
Sure. It's my pleasure, Brad.
We're here at ARMA International Conference and Expo, a leading records management conference in the industry. Richard, Iron Mountain plays in this space of records management. Can you give us, the listeners, a quick overview of your business? It is the leader in the space. Thought I'd give you a chance to talk about it.
Sure, Brad. Iron Mountain, founded in 1951, has grown to be the global leader in records and information protected and storage. And what that means is we store records, archives, in all media formats, paper, hard copy, micrographics, and online and offline data. And we do it around the globe. We also are a leader in backup data protection, which is storing information in order to help customers produce backup programs as part of the disaster recovery programs. And of course, in this market, they're all starting to blur. The archives, the backups, it's all information now to our customers with different uses.
Okay, and I'm sure that a lot of things that have been happening in the industry in general even have created a big impact on people wanting to store that for disaster recovery and other things. Where do you see the market trending in the next 2 to 3 years in this space?
Well, this market has changed rapidly and had different points at which the change, the dynamics or the pace changed, and this is one of those. There's a couple of trends coming together. One is recent U.S. Federal Civil Procedure Rules, so-called Rule 26, having to do with how federal courts deal with evidence. And the other one is enabling technologies, finally catching up and frankly taking away the excuses for not doing it. But it's going to make a big difference. It's going to require organizations to be prepared rather than react. They now have to be prepared and have a true, documented, well-running, well-trained records management program or face some pretty stiff consequences. And in the past, it was a little bit of pay attention to some parts of data, not others, and react when you had a problem. And these rules are going to change that requirement and put very stiff fines and or sanctions for not doing it. And of course, enabling technology, since the definition of fines versus sanctions is in the minds of the judge, is if it were hard to do, the judge would be more lenient. Now with new technologies, it's not hard, it's now possible.
Okay, that's interesting. So over the next couple of years, paper is obviously a big part of every business today, but electronic documents are becoming more and more a part of that equation. What do you see happening there? And what are you doing to help your customers and the industry at large?
Well, most people would really estimate that actually about 95% of all data today is in electronic form. But I would tell you that paper continues to grow. The entire information world grows. The forms and formats are changing. They have both have different aspects and different places that they're useful. Paper will not go away. Electronic will continue to grow. At Iron Mountain, we view the future of information management as about a hybrid world. Documents or cases will contain physical data and paper forms that will contain digital data and electronic forms. And so we built out our product suite that all the value propositions we have in the physical form, which is archive and backup, which is information destruction to protect you and privacy program and so forth. We do both in a physical for the physical world, and we do it in a virtual space. So we have one of the largest email archives in the world with over 5 billion emails in it.
Wow.
We have online backup processes collecting data through your desktops and your servers over the internet. We have products that will destroy the data on your laptop if you lose the laptop and somebody steals it from you. So the same things we do for customers in the physical world, we now can do in the virtual world.
Interesting. Today you announced a partnership with Microsoft to do some integration work with Office 2007.
Well, that's one of the enabling technologies. Microsoft is now stepping forth and putting the resources into the records management space because they've listened to their customers, and they now will make it possible to collect at the desktop, which has always been the difficult side of collecting digital data. And we've announced a collaboration where we're going to do a variety of joint development things related to picking up and collecting data such as emails from the desktop and putting them into our archives for long-term storage and compliant records management. By the way, that is also part of our general digital strategy is, although we build a lot of products ourselves, our strategy is to partner when we can, and we will be partnering with other technology companies over time in a similar vein to be able to bring solutions to our customers that's technology agnostic.
One of the things that I find real interesting here is the company name Iron Mountain. It's just got a nice wrapper around it, kind of a secure name. Is there anything you would like to share?
Well, the name's real. The original facility is an iron ore mine in the upstate part of New York. It's in the Catskill Mountains. It was originally there to serve the New York market. And it grew from a very small facility built in, or really as the business was built. The facility's been around, the mine's been around for a long time. The facility built inside for a high security information storage repository back then, the Cold War era, the so-called atomic era. And of course, the markets have changed, the requirements have changed, but the company's grown well ever since.
What about international? Do you guys see a big issue there where people are crossing the international boundary lines now and needing to store documents?
Oh, absolutely.
Know, everything.
Absolutely. As you know, our economy has become globalized. And the problems are the same, the issues are the same. And those are basic issues of information is growing faster than you can control, the cost of managing it in an uncontrolled fashion is killing them, and now the risk of not managing it in a consistent fashion because of the legal challenges. And the same legal challenges they face in the U.S. they find everywhere in the world, and in certain cases even more stringent ones. So customers are looking to build what we would call a compliant records management program. And that's based on a foundation of consistency. Do the same processes everywhere in the world. And that, by the way, will not only drop your risk, make you compliant and reduce your risk, it'll also reduce your operating cost. So it's a two-for-one. And that's a big issue, driving costs down because volume they cannot control. So if they can't control volume, they need to have strategies to drive the cost down of how they store, maintain, and use the records.
So any advice for smaller company that's growing quickly and is needing to be concerned with records management and compliance?
Yeah, I think everybody needs to pay a lot of attention to it. There's no one size fits all. And, many companies cannot afford to spend what it takes to do a great job. But if they really start in the beginning and just build some very simple programs, you'll find that they will actually save money. They'll destroy records when they legally can and save costs. They'll have better access, faster access, can use the data they need better. So it's about planning, it's about process. They don't have to spend a fortune if they do it right.
Great. Well, I'm speaking today with Richard Reese from Iron Mountain, the CEO there. Mr. Reese, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad.
This ARM International podcast was powered by PodTech and sponsored by NextPage. Visit ARMA on the web at www.arma.org for more information about NextPage and its desktop document retention solutions. Go to www.nextpage.com. This podcast was recorded and produced by Rocky Mountain Voices.